Oh no! Our table! It's broken!
Yeah. Yeah. Don Brown. Bills Mafia. Yeah. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. Put a hit out on your favorite team.
Ready? One, two, three, go!
Got weapons, shooting the bomb. Mafia mind, please don't step on my shoes. Game day ones, the white, the red, the blues. Hey, man. Breaking tables is traditional. Wishing the fish, look at my drip. Never cheating like Belichick is. Sean McDermott never telling the biz. Deion Dawkins, Mr. Bobby got Mitch. Gabe Davis told tapping to this. Who making anthems that slapping like
nobody.
This? Nobody getting the traction like
nobody.
This. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables.
Breaking them.
You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them. The podcast breaking tables. You see us, we breaking them tables. Neil and Brian is breaking the tables. The mafia, yeah. Baby, you know that we dangerous. Everybody know. Don Brown.
Get the tables.
Woo! All right, folks, ladies and gents, welcome to Breaking Tables. This is Epic B.
This is Tampa Neil.
It's gonna be an epic show tonight, bro.
This is 2 weeks in the making, this show. That's why.
This is why we take breaks once in a while to make certain shows even more epicer than it is, right? I think it's a word. Cool about it.
More epicer.
Epicer. Yeah.
Really good. Epicer.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. Hit that like, love button. Make us feel good. This episode is brought to you by Brendan's Sports Pub, Pompano Beach, Florida, home of South Florida Bills Backers HQ. So, guys, when you're down in Pompano or coming down for spring break, tune in. Come on out. Say, hey, Bob. Epic B said drinks are on Bob. So make sure you do that. Let's see how that goes. Tampa Neil,
rack up a tab for sure.
You're gonna rack up a huge tab.
And Epic B is gonna walk in and be like, yo, you owe me some money there, B.
All right.
This is also brought to you by FloridaBillsBackers.com. If you are coming down to Florida and want to know anything awesome about Florida, make sure you pull that up. It'll tell you where to go, it'll tell you what's going on, Buffalo Bills wise or Buffalo Bills fans wise. So pull it up.
Nice. Yeah. Guys, every group out there, there's a lot of groups out there, folks, a lot of groups. But if anybody knows John Holler from Bills Backers Miami, like, he just wants everybody to get together as one. This is why he went out and created this website. Get local businesses from everywhere. It's going to be huge, folks. It's going to be absolutely huge, Buffalo, huge. So come on down. We have a lot to talk about, Tampa Neil.
You know, we do.
Next week is, right?
No, what's next week?
Doesn't matter. All I want to know is where you've been the past 2 weeks, bro. You've been ODR 30.
I've been here. I've been ready to go. I heard somebody had the HIV, so he couldn't do a show last week.
Yeah.
I think that he was getting ready to go to Detroit. So he was working on his breakdancing. Is that possible?
No, breakdancing. What? They don't do breakdancing.
No, wait, no. I'm sorry. Rap battling. Rap battle.
Yeah.
I just rap battling.
I burst my larynx doing rap battles in preparation of Detroit. Tampa Neil. Fucking nailed.
Got to go down to 8 Mile and do some battling. Please get that on video.
First I got HIV. Now I got fucking breakdancing syndrome. What the hell, Neil? This is too much, folks. Don't you dare hit that like button, because it's
that should get you to do that heart button.
Ooh, yeah, give that heart button. That'd be kind of cool. Give me some DeMar Hamlin love. Come on. Folks, thanks for tuning in. This is going to be an epic show because there is a lot to talk about. Not really, but we're going to talk about everything and anything tonight and next week's draft, Tampa Neal. I know that we always have a huge party every fucking year, every Thursday, 8 o'clock, and it's not going to be different this year.
Nope.
Actually, it is going to be different this year.
It'll be a little different.
Yeah, a little different. Let's talk about that show, Damp Neal.
All right. Well, first off, where are you going to be for the show?
Detroit.
You're heading to the draft, aren't you?
I'm going to the draft. Yes.
Yeah. Right on.
Going to the draft.
He's not going to be live here. It does not mean that we're not going to have a show. We are going to have guests coming on throughout the show. So it'll be myself hosting it, and B is going to be coming on. We're going to get him to stream live from the show or from the draft itself. I have bets on to see how long he lasts in the actual arena or in the actual stadium. We have bets to see, will he run on the stage and give Roger Goodell a hug?
Oh.
See, I put that in his head. So now it's in his head. So now he's
I didn't know that was a thing.
He's going to be like, Are we allowed to do that?
He needs a hug.
He's from Jamestown. I know people in Jamestown. I'm going to go give him a hug.
He needs a, look at this.
He needs a beer hug. You're right.
He needs a beer hug with the bear. That's funny. Yeah, he does. That'd be epic. Oh my God. I'd be wrestling. I wouldn't even make it there. I'd make it like halfway there and somebody would like trip me like, oh, fuck. Then, you know, SWAT team 6 would come in.
That'll be great for ratings.
Oh, somebody's got to record this shit. I'll ask Kurt. I'm like, hey, bro, just hit record. Why?
Kurt will be there so he can bail you out too. So,
no, you just have him flash his badge.
There you go.
Who I am? You know who I am? You know what you're talking about? Huh? It's not gonna happen. My listen, the more we talk about what's gonna happen next, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be absolutely fun, man. It's gonna be absolutely fun. It's Detroit. Yeah. Detroit is probably, all right, let's call a spade. Detroit is a shithole of a city. Oh my God. I honestly looked on Amazon going, Kevlar vest. What can I do? How do I survive the draft?
Can you buy a Kevlar vest on Amazon?
I'm going to have to ask Kurt, like, bro, can I borrow one of your Kevlar vests?
You're going to walk in with a police vest on?
Sir, we're just going to have to step in this room. Oh, no. Oh, so my God.
Is a slingshot making it to Detroit?
Yeah. We're all flying out together. Saturday morning.
No, is the actual morning. Slingshot making it to Detroit?
No, he's flying out. The slingshot is not autonomous, Neil.
Well, I'm like, can he get it shipped up there? Because having that in front of Ford Field would be pretty epic. Just saying. Kurt, that would be. If you're listening.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's going to be fun because we're going to do some crazy stuff next week. Not in terms of us, but like the Buffalo Bills. Like, did you hear today's presser? I mean, we had Bean go on. We had McDermott. Honestly, I love McDermott. I do, but he bores the fuck out of me. Does he not do to you, Neil? Did you like, I can't listen to this shit.
I fell asleep in Carline listening to him.
Yeah, it does. You want to go to sleep? Listen to McDermott. But Josh Allen, on the other hand. Folks, if you all watch today, what did we all take from this? Please comment right now. Tampa Neal and I took a lot from this. Let's see if anybody watched. Who watched this?
Yeah, there were some important parts in this.
Can you guys talk about?
We'll talk a little bit about that. No. We'll get into Terry Pegula possibly selling the Sabres.
Oh, right. Is Lenny Ruff coming back?
Maybe.
But it's not about that. It's Bill's fucking podcast, Tampa Neal.
Yes, we'll get back to it. All right, so Allen's press conference. Here we go.
It's never going to be easy to replace someone you've been playing so long with. You know, we kind of knew each other like the back of our hands, and you know, literally. I kind of felt him on the back of my hand almost every snap. So,
just to give for instance, he is talking about Mitch Morris, how he is missing Mitch Morris. So,
oh, I will remember you.
And
fucking Sal,
Pacio, we love you, Sal.
Oh, we.
Just so you know,
are we allowed to do this? Are we allowed to do this?
Me, I was listening to this earlier, and my wife was at her desk listening to it, and she's like, "Did he say what I think he said?" Well, let's listen to Josh's response to the Sal's amazing question.
Finding, I know this is going to sound weird, but finding a comfortable position, you know, and I'm serious. Like, Mitch was a little left sided.
I like now the center. You should have got the whole recording, bro.
I do have the whole recording of that.
Epic. Yeah, no, guys, come on. Fun times. Who gives a shit what we're gonna pick next week? We're going up to pick Marvin Harrison Jr., Odey Adunze, and fucking Neighbors. That's it. We're getting rid of our first round draft for the next 10 years. We're getting those three receivers. And we're winning fucking 10 Super Bowls. Everybody's like, oh, you're crazy, Epic B. You're crazy. Like, no, what are you? Damanil, would you do it? Would you not do it, Damanil?
No.
Brandon Bean's fired like the next day.
He would probably be fired the next day. And then since Pagula's selling the Sabres, he'd probably get rid of the Bills too after that. He'd be like,
I'm done with this shit.
I'm going back to drill some more oil.
Sell it to Toronto. I don't give a fuck. Where's Bon Jovi? Man, that's crazy. What are we doing though?
Yeah, so a lot of people probably took a lot out of those press conferences today. Me and you.
We took a lot out of it. Listen, Neil. Hold on. Neil. This is all I heard out of the press conference today.
It's never going to be easy to replace someone you've been playing so long with. You know, we kind of knew each other like the back of our hands, and you know, I kind of felt him on the back of my hand almost every snap. So
that's all I heard. Didn't anybody else hear that too?
I'll tell you, as Sal was asking that question to Josh, Josh is sitting there trying to like not burst out laughing his ass off. His face is like. I'm not going to laugh.
What was that physically like for you when you put your hands under Connor for the first time after having Mitch for so long and like how you have to kind of adjust? Is it the same thing as...
I want to find out who giggled.
Still heard of the question.
I want to find out who giggled. You hear that?
Yes, I did.
Who the fuck was that? Twitterverse? Come on, let's find them. That's hilarious. Like we all know we needed that guy to validate why everybody was professional about that guy. He's gonna get fired, poor bastard.
poor guy, all right.
Now we're gonna raise him one of those GoFund accounts, whatever they're called.
So just so you viewers out there, or a couple hours ago or about an hour ago, I'm getting myself ready for the show, getting all up, my beer and stuff. Got to get, prepared. And I told my wife that, hey, I'm going to make sure that I get these for the show because that's going to be absolutely hilarious. So I screenshot it or screen do the record, bust it off in the two spots right there, and then send it to go upload it. And then all of a sudden I get an email saying your screen record was just sent. And I'm like, did I send it to the wrong email? I click on it. And Epic B sending the exact same damn thing. I call him like, dude, we are two in sync right now.
Great minds think alike. And yes. I was recording the same exact video Tapanil was, and he called me. I'm like, fuck, no, Tapanil, I have the best. He goes, bro, don't worry about it. We're doing the same exact fucking thing. That's cool. People are like, oh, come on, give me that. Oh, give me that heart button if you feel like that. It warrants an on. We do it for 5 years. It's fun. Oh, guys, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate the like button. What do you guys want next week? Are we going to clean house? Brandon Bean's like, listen, I might not be here next couple of years. Let's go crazy. Let's get Marvin Harrison Jr. Let's go crazy, Tampa Neal. What would you say right now? I'm Brandon Bean. I go, and you're Pagula, Tampa Neal. And I go, I'm getting the house for Marvin Harrison Jr. You're Pagula. Go.
Yes, you're crazy. You're about to sacrifice the entire season or the entire draft for this player.
Guarantee Super Bowl, Mr. Pagula.
Well, you're fired if it doesn't happen. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. This is fine. Whatever. I'll get a job. I'll get hired the next day. I am Brandon fucking Bean. I am Brandon fucking Bean.
I would, as much as I would love to see Marvin Harrison on this roster, and believe me, I would love to. I don't think it's realistic. I don't think there's any way that they would have to somehow find a way to convince the Patriots to trade with us to get their spot at number three. Because if Harrison's there at number four, Arizona's taking him. They're not going to trade up.
No,
maybe Washington. I would love that.
This was brought up, you know, Buffalo is considered, I was listening, I think it was a Stinky Joe on WGR 550 in the morning. And they're talking about, you know, Buffalo is considered the city of neighbors. Malik Nabers comes here. He's going to be bigger than Josh Allen. If Malik Nabers, last name Nabers, comes here. Sorry, Josh. Josh can be like, and then Neighbors just tears it up, gets like 2,000 yards first year. What? I'd move up. I'd clean house next 2 years. Brandon Bean knows he wants Super Bowl. Pagula wants Super Bowl, Neil. Can't make it happen. If I had loser.
Yeah, I'd love to see this happen as well. Very much so. I think that they do trade up. I don't think we're going to be here till midnight this time around. I think that McDermott really likes Brian. What the hell is his
Thomas
name?
Like, Jr.
Name? Yeah, Brian Thomas Jr. Jr. Yeah, I think that he really likes him. LSU. I think he'd be a really good fit.
Joe Brady, ex-LSU.
Yeah.
LSU had some Malik Nabers. Fun fact. Since you don't know, you know, what's going on with college world, Tampa Neal, Malik Nabers is also LSU. Number two, Ryan Thomas Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brady, Joe Brady, our offensive coordinator, who just got promoted. Remember when he had Justin Jefferson, T. Higgins? They won the national championship. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? We're going to get a wide receiver number one.
I agree.
I have to go back by midnight.
I agree with you. I think that something crazy would have to happen for us not to.
Like, what would happen? What do you think? Like, Brandon Bean gets too wasted. He's like, oh, shit. Are we up? No, we're at 24 now. It's like, oh. Then, you know, what would you do if we stayed at 28? If we stayed at 28, what would make you feel better about yourself, Tampa Neal?
I'm hoping that hell that that Brian Thomas goes back that long.
I'm hoping you really want Brian Thomas?
Yeah.
No, anybody else?
Well, there's the other three guys I'd like, but I don't think they're realistic to get. I don't think we're trading into the top 10. I don't see Bean trading away a first round pick of next year. I just don't see that happen. That's the only way we're going to get into the top 10.
Yeah, but there are some amazing that would like this. I mean, listen, I'm not a scout. by any means am I a scout. By any means. I watched a couple of, you didn't know about that? Sorry for
lying. YouTube video.
I watched a couple YouTube videos, couple ESPN videos. I'm like, you know what? I can comment on this. I can definitely comment on this based on my profession.
I got this. No problem.
No. This is all, whatever. It's the draft, folks. Come on. It's the draft. It's the draft. We're Tampa Neal. Who cares what happens? We're all going to be edge of our seat. And hopefully sound and sober.
Don't see that one happening.
Oh, bets. Let's take bets right now. I guarantee I'm. No bets.
Gonna take bets on what? Who's going to be more drunk?
Yeah, me or you.
Okay.
By 12 o'clock.
Well, by 12 o'clock, you will be, because I'll be working.
No.
By midnight. My bad.
No, midnight, dude. Come on, bro.
I'm like, noon? Holy shit.
24 hours? Really? Did you really think fucking noon?
Yeah.
Whatever. Thanks, Samuel. You know what? You win. guys, Joe Brady. All right, let's talk about offensive coordinator. Joe Brady. He was the offensive coordinator for LSU back with Justin Jefferson, T. Higgins. They won national championship. So I wanted to emphasize on this because you heard Josh's, if anybody heard the whole Josh Allen thing besides, you know, him touching nutsacks and all, but he emphasized that people that want to be there. So right there, that alone, all I heard from that, Tampa Neal, was no fucking divas.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think that he was very simple with his wording when they were asking him about the whole Diggs trade. He was just like, you know, I'm going to miss him. He gave me some of my best years. And, yeah, he kind of hinted at what you just basically said. He goes, you know, somebody that wants to be here, somebody that's not going to be a diva.
He didn't say that.
He hinted at that.
Before we get sued by fucking NFL, which, you know, I'll take a Disney, not NFL, though. No, sorry. What did you say, Neil?
I don't know.
All right, well, folks, this is this episode is brought to you by 716 Express. If you're living down here in South Florida, people want to go to warm places, Tampa Neal. People want to go warm places. Let's call it a spade. They want, you know, that Miami Tropical. They come down here, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. They want that, you know, that old scent. Tampa. Go to Tampa. You said it, but our boys out there, 716 Express, goes home base out of Buffalo Charlie's in Dunedin, Florida. Guys, anything you guys want, Tampa Neal, right? 716express.com?
Yep, 716 Express, anything you want. He's got Chevetta's, he's got Ted's Hot Sauce, you name it, you want it, Weber's, he's got it. Yeah, he's basing right now out of Buffalo Charlie's, but it's coming soon to a Bills Backers bar near you. Everything's going to be available. He'll be traveling all over the place. He'll be making you wings. He'll be making you hot dogs. He'll be making you everything on the road. He's got a pretty sweet van for it, too.
He's got a van?
Yeah.
No. Rick is up. Rick is awesome.
Yes.
Let's go 716 Express. Let's go.
Rick will be joining us on the draft show as well.
Yes.
Epic. I'll be hanging out for a little bit. One of many guests.
I'll be randomly be a guest. on randomly.
Wait, say that again?
I'll go live if I get tackled by police hugging.
Somebody better go live for you.
Oh, hold this. Mafia Mando is going to be up there. Come on, Clark. Hold the phone. It's like, why? What is this guy doing? Oh my God. And I just be like, I love you. And then Roger Goodell probably would, he's a robot. He's not, obviously he's not a real guy. He would Android fucking cut me in half. They're like, oh, don't even bring security on.
Well, he's pretty big himself. You know, he's got to be, because those big ass linemen go up there and pick his ass up. I mean, if you get the chance and try and pick Roger Goodell, please do.
Just try.
That'll be amazing.
Oh, that, bro.
Not only do you get arrested, but you pull a muscle.
I would definitely need to be wearing Breaking Tables gear. Actually, you know what? I'd do it like an off-brand. Like, I'd blame it on somebody else. Like, oh, yeah. It was Barstool Sports. We would get sued the fuck up, bro. We would never be able to podcast ever again.
Yep.
So I'm not. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do exactly what we would get sued at. No, I'm just kidding. I am not going to hug Roger Goodell, Tappanil. Would you do it? Would you do it, Tappanil?
No doubt in my mind.
No, you fucking
100%.
You would get your ear pierced by Jennifer pulling you back, going, "Oh no, you don't!" And my wife would be like, "No, Brian, no." Yeah.
Wait, how would Jennifer do it again?
No, because
she's listening now. So
yeah, this she's standing.
How would she do it again?
Is she standing in front of you with a knife, going, "Oh no, you don't!" Oh, folks, this is what it means to be married, folks. We love you guys. We love all y'all. Come on, this is not your typical podcast. Listen to WGR 550 if you want stats. To me, stats really don't matter, right, Neil?
I had a whole group of people that went out on a boat this week. All from they're from like Tonawanda, Grand Island, Williamsville, they're all over the place. I told them,
oh, nice.
Gotta make sure that you listen to the show on Thursday. So hopefully they're there listening. If you are,
give me a shout out. What are their names, Tampanil?
Well, they were not my boats. So I don't remember their names.
Oh, look at this. This is epic.
But I think they are going to come back and go on my boat. So,
all right. Well, Living Tours, also brought to you by Living Tours. This comedy segment was brought to you by Living Tours. High five.
High five.
Is Jennifer still sitting there, like, threatening your life with a knife? Wink at me twice, if that's truth. I'm just kidding. Guys.
What was going on here?
Nothing.
Epic B, you walked up to Mike Vick, and you didn't you, and critiqued him and asked for his phone number. Find it hard to believe you wouldn't hug Roger Goodell. See, I agree.
That is a good point.
There you go.
That is a very wow.
I don't see any reason why you shouldn't run on stage and hug Roger Goodell. I mean, we have our fans already know that you do this or something similar.
Wow. All right, folks, we're going to start a GoFundMe for who's going to pay my bond. Come on, Tabby.
You're going up there with the sheriff. You're fine.
Right. Yeah. No. So he just texted me. He's like, oh, sorry, Brian. You're no longer invited. No, we're not doing anything that stupid. We're not going to do anything that stupid, Neil. No, you can't. No, come on. We are hardworking, blue-collared men. We're not doing anything stupid like that.
So you're going to bring the broken table? Because that would be pretty epic.
I have to shoot that over Josh Allen. I don't know if I'm allowed to bring Josh Allen with me on my neck and say, this is my pillow, right? You know, the little like travel things you get?
Little travel right? Neck thing? There you go.
Yeah. Like the Josh Allen, anybody shooting Josh Allen, he sits perfectly with his legs right here, right on my head. I got kicked out of Miami, Neil. I got kicked out of Miami because it was on my head, right? And I had to, luckily, I was like, my truck is like 20 feet away because there's nobody there. Luckily, I'm going to walk over there with my fucking goat away. But if there was any other time, I would have been so pissed. So I don't know if I should bring that as a, I don't want them to throw Josh away. What do I do?
So I do have a question for you. Who are you flying there with? Like, who's going to be just going to plane with you?
Spirit.
No, well, I'm not asking who's going to be in spirit with you. Who's going to physically be there with you?
Kurt.
Kurt's going to be with you on the plane?
Yeah, we have the same flights.
Okay, so I want to get a picture of you with the goat around your neck, with the broken table in front of you and a backpack wrapped around you in that spirit seat.
That would actually be pretty funny.
That would be pretty damn funny.
But what happens if I show up, right? Tamaniel, what happens? Guys, anybody who's traveled before, please comment. What happens if I show up with Josh Allen on my head?
Oh, they're just definitely bringing you in the back room.
And no, I would be like, no, this is my fucking pillow. This is my flight pillow. This is my friend. I got a 3-hour flight. This is my flight pillow. No, my flight pillow. Josh is right there.
Yeah, I think you walking in through TSA and with a doll in your hand and you saying it's your pillow, you're definitely being taken to the back room. Please have the TSA video with that, please.
I need one of those like secret videos, like a button. No, that'd be so weird. I'm so in.
Which part? The back room or the?
I don't. Hold on 1 second. Oh yes, thank you, Guadalupe. We rehire her. See. Right, folks. Josh fucking Allen. This is my fucking neck pillow. What do you guys think? I can fucking do this. I definitely can do this.
Sir, please just step
on like this. Room. Like this is my neck pillow, bro. Fuck. But I don't want to lose Josh.
You're not making it out of Fort Lauderdale Airport.
I don't want to lose Josh. What do you think, Tamaniel? Folks, if I swear to God, if I get one more like, I'll do this.
But no, sir, we're not going to take your doll from you. You can take it with you. It's okay.
No, this is my neck pillow. This is my neck pillow.
What's that? Your emotional support doll?
No, it's my neck pillow, Tamaniel.
You said it's your emotional support.
Around my neck.
Better.
It's my neck pillow. Do you not see that it is around my neck? It conforms my head.
I like, can see.
It's never going to be easy to replace someone you've been playing so long with. You know, we kind of knew each other like the back of our hands. And, you know, I kind of felt him on the back of my hand almost every snap. So
you're feeling him on the back of your neck, right?
Yeah. I love Josh. All right. Well, what do you guys think? I think Tamaniel, you think that's a huge failure on my part if I bring Josh as my neck pillow?
I think I might come to Fort Lauderdale Airport just to watch you go through security.
Someone's got to hold the camera. Oh my God. Oh, my wife is texting me going, no,
dumbass. You're not going anymore.
Stop. You're not allowed. Oh,
just UPS it. poke a few holes in the box so you can breathe.
Yes. Josh, you're going on a road trip, bro. You're so fucking dirty. I still got to do the whole like dry cleaner thing.
Dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend's here for a bath. That's okay.
Sir, why are you recording? Stop recording now. I'm Asian. I'm allowed to make fun of the other Asian people, folks. Calm the fuck down. Like Joe Coy. Just that. I will cheers to that one, guys. Everybody, football is crazy because nobody knows what we're going to do. Nobody knows Bean. We can sit here and make fun of them all night long. All night long. We can do that. We can make fun of them all night long. It's going to be epic. But this is what you sign up for when you watch Breaking Tables. So.
Oh, there is one part of Bean's press conference I kind of wish I would have recorded for it.
Which one?
Somebody asked him about having, you know, who's the most entertaining scout of the group. And he said, well, I'll tell you one thing. Some of those scouts, we get into like serious beefs. Like, we were arguing back and forth one time. And the next day, I had one of our newer scouts come in and I told him, like, you need to stand by the door. These guys just went into the bathroom. And Bean goes in the bathroom. He's like, do you guys want to fight? Neither one of you are getting out of here until he allows us to get out. We'll battle it out right here.
No fucking way. How do you not have that clip? Damn, Neil. I swear to God. That was like 28 minutes. Yeah, I totally missed that. All I got was Josh Allen's, and I'm being perverted. But
yeah,
Brandon Bean, epic. We need that.
It was pretty funny. He's like, he goes, oh, yeah, we should have. Next time we're going to start bringing boxing gloves into the scout room.
Videos or it don't matter. Anyways.
I'm a doctor.
Trust me. I'm no gynecologist, but I'll take a look. Can't do that joke anymore. Oh. Anyways, draft next week. We're going to clean house, Tappanil. Let's talk more about how Joe Brady, who had the best fucking wide receivers, who won national championship in college, now he's the offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills, and you don't have he's used to WR1, WR2, WR3. This is why I'm 100% proficient by saying, trust me, it's going to be one of those top three wide receivers in this draft. Tappanil.
Is he one of the top three?
Doesn't matter. I'll take any one of those. I love Neighbors, bro, over Marvin Harrison. I'm not giving the farmhouse for Marvin Harrison. I'd rather just give, like, you know, the backyard of the farmhouse for Neighbors just because of Buffalo being the city good neighbors. Mm-hmm. And Neighbors is there. It's like, you know, the team of good neighbors. I don't know. It fucking sounds better in my head. Give me a minute.
Hey, so would you be extremely pissed off if you did not see a wide receiver picked with the first pick?
We move back.
Would you be pissed? Would you be like, what the fuck are they doing? No wide receiver here?
So you're telling me. So we stay at 28 or we move back?
We stay at 28 and we pick that 6'4" cornerback from Alabama. Instead, what would you say?
That's about 11:30 at night.
You're 35 millilitres deep.
35? No, come on, man. I'm not an alcoholic.
29, sorry.
All right, much better. Anyways, yeah, I would agree with you there, Captain Sale. Nope. I'd be pissed off.
You pissed?
I'd be pissed. I'd be fucking pissed. I'm firing McDermott next year. If I was obviously Pegula.
Well, Pegula might not be there. So who knows what's going on with him right now?
What's going on with Pegula?
Well, Pegula is rumored that he has got a sale going on with the Buffalo Sabres, the Bandits, the Amherst. Every team that is not the Buffalo Bills, he is selling off.
To who? To whom?
The name that I have heard was Chris Sacca.
What?
Some of you may know him. He was on what the hell was that TV show? Can't think of it. I'm drawing a blank.
Who cares? This Ryan over there going, yeah, this is a fire sale.
That's not a sale, it's a fire sale.
What do you think, Neil? You're in business. What do you do when you just flush everything down the drain? Basically, well,
he's not selling the bills, so
yeah, that's all that matters. Hey Lisa, yeah, how's
that's on the bills? I don't see him selling this. I mean, I'm not surprised. I think he's kind of tired of dealing with it. It's kind of weird timing, but you know, it is what it is. They fired the coach. Hey, let's sell the whole team.
Yeah. All right. Well, honestly, if you're a one billionaire, you don't want to
Ryan Richard says he made the capital.
Yes. Well, because that reduces
your number. 6.9 billion. How is he new capital?
He's not 6.1 billion, is he?
He's worth 6.9 billion, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking 1.4 for some reason. That's what we
bought the team for.
Ah, never mind. Never mind. Whatever. Yeah. And New York City folks are paying for it.
That's pretty awesome. I love that.
Pretty awesome. But yeah, so fire sale. Yeah, are we in trouble water, Stampanil? Does Pegula no longer want to own the Buffalo Bills? Tampanil? What does this mean? Tampanil!
It means he's tired of dealing with the hockey team. He's fired enough coaches and GMs. He's done. He's like, I'm just going to fucking give it a team. Fuck it. I tried buying a team. It didn't work. I tried buying coaches. They didn't work. We got a good team. I got a different coach. Still didn't work. Fuck.
We just gave him an extension. We gave Don Granato a fucking extension. We're like, man.
I'm still paying.
Stop it. It's not fair to laugh because we lived this for 17 fucking years, Tampanil.
Yeah.
We lived this. But it is funny having the Sabres.
Dude, I really wanted to make the playoffs this year so that the team that has the longest streak of not make the playoffs will be the Jets alone. Right now, it's the Sabres and the Jets.
Oh, wow. Come on.
So we got to make sure that the Jets don't make the playoffs next year and the Bills or that the Sabres do. So,
all right. Are we getting Lenny Ruff? Is Lynn Ruff coming back? Come on, Ruff.
I don't know.
There's a lot of chatter.
Don't get me wrong. I love Lindy. I think that we need to get somebody else different. That's one. For this one,
we need a Mike McDermott, Sean McDermott to do, you know, let's go, let's turn this around. Clap our way to playoffs.
Yes.
Fuck, you would get an extension. Why are we talking about hockey right now? Jesus Christ. You suckered me into this, Neil. You suckered me into this one. That's all WGR is talking about right now. Wow, we got rid of Don Granato. I don't watch hockey at all, Neil. I don't even. Yeah, hockey next channel. And you know, I'm driving at work and I hear WGR and talking about hockey. It's like, love these guys. I can't fucking turn it off. You know, like, you're cool. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll listen to them.
I mean, I was listening to the NFL Network on Sirius today, and the two guys that were on, one of them's a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, the other one's a New York Islanders fan, and they were butting heads about hockey on the NFL channel still.
Nice.
Playoffs.
What's up, Ryan? Who changed his name? Ryan?
He's just going by Rye. What up, Rye?
Hey, what up, Rye? What Rye Wheat Bread? What does it say? I can't read that far.
Back to firing McD. He needs to be fired. What scenario do you think he gets fired? Ryan, he's not going to get fired.
No, I mean, if we don't go to win the Super Bowl next year, he's done. We get fired.
I don't think that.
Yes, he will. We go to the Super Bowl?
I think we pretty much have a past year since we got rid of half our team. I understand that we got rid of him. We needed to, but
then what are we doing to win a Super Bowl? This is all we got to do, Tampa Neal. All we got to do is just
trade the farm.
Let's win, folks. If I told you we're going to win a Super Bowl next year, but the next year we're going to be in trouble and not make the playoffs, who, one of us, me included, would be like, let's fucking go. Tampa Neal, would you not? Would you be like, I guarantee a Super Bowl with Marvin and Harrison Jr. And
guaranteed? Hell yeah.
Roman Adunze.
But guess what? But if we don't, you're fired.
All three of them. What?
I said, but if you don't, we're fired.
Let's go. Win the Super Bowl. Who are you guarding? That would be insane.
That'd be insane.
Come on. Right? No, just listen. In this fucking fantasy world that I live in, Neal, just come in my fantasy world for a couple seconds. Come join me. I open the door. Just write all three of them. Even though it'll fucking never happen, I get it, guys. But it's a fucking great fantasy, right? I can guarantee you Super Bowl, Tampa Neal, and you get two out of those three guys.
Epic B guarantee Super Bowl. 8:47 p.m.
Guarantee it. Guarantee it, folks. Come on, Neal.
What are your thoughts on that?
What would you?
I probably like it. I already told you, yes. If it's guaranteed, yeah, absolutely. I'll be crazy not to. I don't think that anybody's going to trade with us for that.
Take your fucking first round draft for the next 10 years. Who?
That you can only trade 3 years.
All right, I have a question. How somebody smarter than me? If I have the power to make the negotiation in terms of draft picks, who like out trumps that? I go the next 10 years, first round draft pick.
You can only trade up to 3 years of draft picks in the future.
Oh, okay.
That's the NFL rule.
Okay. All right. Well, I go three first rounds, three second rounds, three third rounds. I want Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers. Guarantees your ball.
Do you remember when New Orleans did that? They traded their entire draft for Ricky Williams.
That was kind of funny. That was pretty good. But it's different now. It's different. That was what, 15 years ago? I know.
That was more than 15. How the fuck long has Ricky Williams been out? He's been smoking weed for the last 20 years.
Probably about 15. What year was that? He won Heisman. Did he not get it taken away from him? With all that's Bush. That's Bush.
Reggie Bush, yeah.
And now all these college kids are.
Dude, that was 1999. I'm going to the
portal.
Damn.
1999?
Fuck. Yes.
Folks, we're not going to tell you how old we are. No.
But that was a long fucking time ago.
You got to guess. You got to guess.
But we remember that.
We went and read in a book one time.
All right. So here's a crazy question from one of our drunk listeners. Who's taking Bill Belichick? Would you ever want Bill Belichick to coach his team?
What team?
Ever.
Our team?
The Bills.
No. That's like, you know, I'm gonna be very sincere about this. I don't appreciate, but like, you ever heard of the Stockholm syndrome?
Mm.
Right? Where like, you know, the person captive has like this affinity for the person that they're getting captured by, right? Mm-hmm. That would be like Bill Belichick, just, you know, like You know, right? I mean, it's psychological. Fuck him. No. Not doing it. You're not a Bills ever in your life. Don't tell me you are, Tampa Neal. Actually, please.
No, there's not a chance in hell that I would ever want to argue with this
if you think so.
No, there's not a chance in hell I'd ever hire Bill Belichick. Let's just face reality. As a head coach, can you tell me one thing that he did that doesn't involve Tom Brady?
Okay. Yeah, Drew Bledsoe.
Cool. He did nothing with him, too.
Right. So, thanks for Drew, who can't even say the hey song.
Ryan, that is my response to your question. Bill Belichick hasn't done jack shit outside of Tom Brady. So,
nice.
There you go. No.
Yeah. Where are they going?
Nowhere.
All right. Anybody else but Ryan want to comment? Please. Floor's open. Anyone else? Because Ryan wants to argue.
At some point, you need therapy if it bothers you. You need to get over all the ass whooping she gave us. What? Who's she?
All right, well.
And why is she giving us an ass whooping?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Ry Richard, for contributing. How do you block somebody? Hold on.
If he's hired and wins the Super Bowl, I'll never want to see you at the parade. Okay. If he's hired, he's not going to win a Super Bowl because he doesn't win Super Bowls without Tom Brady.
All right. Well, yep. Thank you, Ry Richard. Doesn't matter. No Bills. Folks, this is why we don't
drink it.
Don't like our commenters. Just kidding. We love our commenters. Bad joke. Guys, thank you for commenting. Listen, let's be candid. We'll read every one of you guys' comments, but if you're like Ry Richard, who just goes stupid after stupid after stupid, which is my fucking block you.
Name a better coach. Well, the coaches that I wanted that were earlier in the season are already taken. I really wanted Dan Quinn. If they were going to get rid of McDermott, he's not available anymore. Right now, there's not anybody available because they're already on teams because they're good.
Well, you remember what happened with...
Bill Belichick is not on a team right now, and he's doing Pat McAfee. Because he's not a good head coach without Tom Brady.
Remember what happened with Dable, right? Like Dable's leaving. Like, no, I'm coming back. Then he left to be a head coach. That's what Ben Johnson's doing right now. Ben Johnson going, fuck, I would love to have Josh Allen.
Yep.
So unless we clean house. Yep. Where it's Super Bowl or bus, and Pegula is cleaning house. Maybe not Bean. Bean's probably going to stick around, but he's going to clean some house. Tell me not, Neil.
So when you're in Detroit, are you going to go to his house and be like, hey, next year, we fail. We get rid of our coach. You're our guy. You.
Oh, folks, how can we get his address? I would absolutely do that.
Just look at the yellow pages. I mean, they're right.
Yeah. I don't think so, Neil.
No? Yeah. He's unlisted.
He's definitely unlisted. Definitely unlisted. And now I'm blocked. Not kidding. He's actually watching this going, not today.
Nope. I'm in a gated community. You ain't getting in.
All right. Last question I have. So the stickers on these hats.
There you go. Start putting Bills flags in his yards.
Are we allowed to keep them on there, Neil? Is that a thing? What? Or do we just put the stickers on the hats?
I always have take them off.
Okay, bye sticker. I'll miss you. I will remember. Fucking get off my hat, bitch. All right. Well, next episode is Epic B trying to get stickers off his hat.
Sticker off your hats.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We love all y'all, especially you, Ryan. We love you, brother. Don't forget that love button. Don't forget that like button. Tapping you. I think it's almost time to bring us home.
Yes, I think I agree. Thanks for watching.
Final thoughts before we go.
All I gotta say is get ready next week's show. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm hoping that the Bills don't pick too soon, but not too late, because I want to get a nice level of drunk, but not too drunk.
And I'm going to be fucking pissed if I stay there and it's 11:30 and I hear we trade back.
Yeah, just don't trade out of the first. Don't be that guy.
Don't do it.
Yeah, just don't do that. Stay in the first. Make a pick. Want to come back in? Shoot me a text so we don't get offline.
Brought to you by Brandon Sportsbook, South Florida, Tampa Neal. Where are we going?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
We'll see everybody next week, Thursday, 8:00 Eastern Standard Time, till we don't know. So pop on. We'll be having guests on throughout the show. We'll be drinking beers throughout the show. We'll be having fun. We'll be making fun of other teams' picks, because that's just what we do.
It is so much fun making fun of other people's picks. Going, what is wrong with him?
Oh, he's going to ruin his career there.
Oh, my God. That's the only thing I'm going to miss. Even though I'm going to be at the fucking draft, I'm going to – fuck. It is so much fun, Tampa Neal, to talk shit on the draft. But I'm going to be there talking shit in person. Maybe I'll hug Roger Goodell. Maybe I won't. Who knows?
If we get 50 likes on next Thursday show, B's going to go hug Roger Goodell. What? There it is.
No, I don't know. 50 fucking 50 likes gives me nothing, bro.
I'm actually going to create 50 Facebook pages so I can like it.
Fine. I want
fuck.
I want 1,000 fucking loves. Well, that's it.
We're setting the bar at 50. So we'll see everybody next Thursday. Pull us up 8:00 Eastern Standard Time. Wait, 1,000? You got to break a table in the draft.
Nope.
Like, you know those tables that are all the way up front where they get the draft like card just, in? Just grab
it and start sneaking over. Sir, what are you doing? I go,
it's okay. I'm Bills Mafia.
Don't just and keep dragging it. It's gonna fucking be cool.
There you go.
And my luck, I'd fucking bounce off it and I'd fucking break my back because I'm not as young as I am. Once was.
We are also starting a GoFundMe for Epic P's bail for the next week. Appreciate anybody that can donate. That'd be amazing.
I'm not. I'm going to hug Roger Goodell. Actually, if I go live, then it's like, then with like, damn it, get that GoFundMe ready, bro.
It'll be live this evening, so you'll see it. Epic Peace future bail money.
What? No, listen, I watch a lot of those, you know, audits. Like, I'm like, I'm auditing you guys. I'm like,
damn it. All right, post up Facebook Live, YouTube, Twitter. Like us, hit the share button. If you missed the show for some crazy reason, you missed the live show next week, you can pull it up wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether it is Spotify, iHeartRadio. Pull it up on YouTube again. You can watch it again because I know you're going to want to do that. Hit that subscribe button. Like, share, tell your aunts, uncles, neighbors. Don't tell your attorneys unless it's a really good one, because we might need them next week.
Yeah, please.
Oh, man, Rick's going to be on. There we go. We already have your lawyer.
Rick is our attorney. Come on.
There you go.
He doesn't know yet. We should probably call him first. Guys, we love you guys very much. We will see you next week. Draft is 1 week away. We love you. Let's go, Buffalo.